ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल रहुगण कन्वर्सेस विथ जड भरत टेक्स्ट 16। तस्मान् नरो संग सुसंग जात ज्ञानासिनेहैव विवृग्नमोहः। हरिं तदीहा कथनश्रुताभ्याम् लब्धस्मृतिर्यात्यतिपारमध्वनः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of knowledge can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord, and by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam, thus one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead, even in this life. Purport. To become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board, so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports for the 5th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Conversation Between Maharaja Rahugana and Jada Bharat. So, Jada Bharat, deeply affected by the humble, submissive and sincere inquiry of Maharaj Rahugana, is moved to actually reveal his heart. Yayathamam prapadyante. As the Lord reciprocates according to the sincerity of the devotees. Similarly, the pure devotees of the Lord, when they see the sincerity and the submissive and the humble inquiry of devotees who actually want to take up the process of perfecting one's life very seriously, then they reveal their heart, core of their heart, their deep-rooted realization of how to achieve that perfection. Jada Bharat, having learned the hard way, is speaking with his realization now. Two lifetimes ago, his father had told the same thing in the second verse of his teachings. When Lord Rishabhdev was about to leave home, he called his 100 sons and instructed him about what is the goal of life. And in the very second verse, he says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam. One can attain the path of perfection from material bondage only by rendering service to the highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities, so that's a whole Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam. So Labdha Smriti is translated by Prabhupada as regaining one's lost consciousness. The soul's actual manifestation or symptom of the soul is consciousness. Being a part of the Supreme, it's by nature conscious. And consciousness is the platform of attachment. Now, being the marginal energy, Tatastha Shakti, the soul has a choice whether to attach itself to the internal energy of the Lord, of devotional service to the Lord, or to be attached to the external energy and foolishly trying to lord it over material nature. So therefore, this association and attachment forms such a important part of one's life. Because what we associate with on a regular basis, naturally we become attached to. As Prabhupada writes in the purport here, to become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavyo na jhatu chit sarve vidhi nishedhyasur etayo reva kinkaram. All the rules and regulations mentioned in all of the scriptures are directly or indirectly pointing to one thing. Anything that is favorable to achieve the remembrance of the Lord always must be accepted. And anything that is not conducive or anything that is enhancing the forgetfulness of the Lord must be rejected. That's the essence. And keeping this in mind, remembrance of the Lord and forgetfulness of the Lord, the whole scriptures are designed in such a way to increase the association of devotees and decrease the association of worldly minded people. Therefore, in the Upadeshamrit, Rupa Goswami, two verses he writes, one favorable items and next one is unfavorable item. But in both, one thing is common. Atyahara prayasascha prajalponi magraha janasangascha lauliam cha shadbhir bhaktir vinash. Janasanga, associating with worldly minded people, is not conducive. And then he says, utsahat nishaya dhairya tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat satovritte shadbhir bhaktir prasiddhyati. For advancing in Krishna consciousness, sangatyagat, one should carefully give up the wrong kind of association. The word sangha means two things, association and also attachment. They are related because what one associates, that kind of attachment, that kind of likings, that kind of disliking you develop. So, it is so important that in negative way and positive way, in both ways it is mentioned. And why is it so important to give up the association of worldly minded people? What is materialistic people? Materialistic people means who have deep faith within the core of their heart that ultimately matter is everything. And the goal of life is to enjoy this material body. There is no soul, there is no God, or to speak of the spiritual world. More or less, whoever has even a tinge of this conception deep rooted within his heart, such person's association is worldly minded association. Because even though their words, what to speak of ordinary words, even their harikatha, even if they speak harikatha in the garb of devotees, but still if it is tinged with this, from their consciousness, whatever comes out pierces our consciousness. Therefore, one must be very careful about what kind of association we inherit or we keep. Kapila Dev, in his instruction in the third canto, says a very important thing, because that association decides the direction of our movement. Satam prasanga mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha tad joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Says satam prasangam, in the association, satam prasangat, in the association of pure hearted devotees, mama virya samvidaha, you discuss my pastimes, Krishna says. Mama virya samvidaha, there is always discussion about the Lord and in relationship with the Lord, the activities, etc. Bhavanti hrit karana rasayana katha, this kind of very, which is pleasing to the ear and pleasing to the heart. And tat joshanad ashu, by that kind of connection, ashu means very soon, apavarga vartmani. Vartmani means mama vartmanu vartante. Which direction you go? Apavarga vartmani. Your direction or speed towards apavarga or liberation is accelerated. Apavarga vartmani, shraddha. First that comes is shraddha. That later is transformed into rati, etc. Attachment. First comes faith, which later is transformed into attachment and which fructifies into love. Where you can't think of anything else other than that person. But then in the third, Bhagavad Gita it says, Ashraddhana purusha dharmasyasya parampara, Ashraddhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa, aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. This is also vartmani. Apavarga vartmani, mrityu samsara vartmani. What is the direction? The first thing which changes the direction. Ashraddhana. Those who do not have faith, in spite of association, in spite of hearing, if they don't have faith, ashraddhana purusha, dharmasya asya, this most confidential knowledge, guhyatamam, most confidential knowledge, requires faith. Aprapyamam, they can never achieve me, but rather, mrityu samsara vartmani, they speed down into hellish condition of life, of repeated birth and death. So, that association or the faith that arises from the association is very important. So, faith is the first thing. What is this faith? What faith? That is described in the next verse of that Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshovastitah nachamasthani bhutani pashyame yogameshwaram. I am spread all over this universe in my unmanifested form, and simultaneously I am outside of this world, and the whole world is within me, but I am not in it. Absolutely contradictory, bewildering and confusing. To the rational mind, materialistic, intelligent mind, it is not possible to understand Krishna Ata Sri Krishna Namadina Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai. It is impossible to understand the nature of Krishna because he is inconceivable. He is inconceivable. Achintya. Achintya khaluye bhava natam starkena yojayet. Prakritibhya param yaccha tad achintya selakshanam. Because it is beyond material understanding, it is inconceivable. And therefore, initially one has to begin simply by faith. And that faith, where is it got? Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Ji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That seed of faith is actually implanted in the association of a pure devotee. Otherwise, however great a speculator may be, he cannot understand this knowledge. And what is this faith? Faith in the fact that the cause of all causes, the ultimate source of everything is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate. And matta parataram na anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is no other cause. He is the absolute truth. He is the ultimate in transcendence. There is nothing beyond him. And therefore, by watering the root of the tree, from whom everything has manifested, can one truly find the perfection of life, satisfaction, happiness and bliss. Which is the nature of the soul, to love and be loved. Its culmination is found in surrender and loving service to the Lord. This faith that Krishna is a person, Krishna is the source of everything, there is nothing beyond him, and by serving him only, everything else, Mam ekam sharanam braja. This is the faith. Anyone who has even an inkling of this understanding can actually understand. And it's a fact. So many people who propound the glories of Krishna. Just a week back, I received a book about a saintly person of Maharashtra who is worshipped as a very powerful personality who spread about Krishna as Yogeshwar, the most mystical personality. He is very famous. Lot of following. Many, many lot of followers in Maharashtra especially. His book was given to me and I just kind of went through because I wanted to inform and give a feedback to this person. And this person writes in the second page itself that when the Nirakar assumes the Akar, that is Krishna. So I told him, what about 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 24th verse, which says that those who think that the impersonal has become personal now is foolish, less intelligent. I started marking. And this person says that Krishna was basically a republican. He did not like autocracy. You know, therefore, he never occupied. He defeated, but he never occupied the position of king. He made Maharaj Ugrasen the king. He made other people the king, but he never became the king. He was an ideal leader. He wanted, and he would take away, like Robin Hood, take away from the law, people who had more and distribute to the poor. The ultimate blasphemy is, he said, therefore in Vrindavan, whoever had extra butter and he would store it, though they didn't have use, he would steal and distribute it to those who didn't have. So I underline and said, utter blasphemy. And I explained to this person. And they keep the picture of Krishna, but only Krishna. That's another thing. There's nothing else. Only Krishna. Only Krishna means there's illusion, because Krishna, king means he has a kingdom. The Krishna means he has all his inconceivable energies. That's what the Upanishad says. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shuyate. Without seeing him, without his shakti, is like an impotent lord. What potency he has. If you see only single, without his potency. And all his potency are simply reciprocating in love with him. This understanding of Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the source of everything, and only by serving him can one ultimately fulfill all other duties. And without which, shramayeva hi kevalam. Dharma sunushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyaha na utpadayed yadi ratim. If you don't develop deep attachment to hearing and glorifying about the Lord, shramayeva hi kevalam. Everything is simply a useless waste of time in the name of spirituality, in the name of piety. It's all useless. This is the test. How much are we developing attachment to hear and chant about the Lord in the association of pure, sincere devotees who are endeavoring to perfect their life? That's the test. Machitta amadgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. That kind of association is what is actually required. That's the most important thing in a devotee's life. And because in the remembrance of the Lord, you are equipped with the sword of knowledge, as Prabhupada writes here. Jnanasine haiva. Jnanasine haiva vivrikna mohaha. Jnana asina. Asina means sword. These bondage, this attachment to the things of this world, it is such a entangled mess that you can't one by one, unloosen it. Ultimately, you just have to just cut it off, that's all. Sometimes this Brahman thread, if you are not expert, when you are trying to remove and it's some wrong thing and it gets mixed up, you have to throw it. There is no other go. Similarly, if you are not expert, you get caught up. And then ultimately someone has to come and cut it and help out. So, this kind of entangled asina. And this, that's why, cut what? Attachment. Attachment to what? Attachment to the illusion. That's why in the 15th chapter of the Gita, it begins with Urdhva moolamada shakham ashvatham prahur avyayam chandamsi yasya parnani yastam veda sa vedavit. Vedavit means one who knows the Vedas. He knows one thing, that this whole material world is a perverted reflection, 180 degree perverted reflection of the absolute truth that exists beyond this material world. The real thing exists beyond this material world. The karmis don't know of it. The jnanis are frustrated with material world, but they have no knowledge of the variety. Only in the association of a bhakta can faith develop about the existence of true positive transcendence beyond this negative or perverted reflection of this material world. Actual activity, real activity. So, asanga shastrena dridhena chitva. It says the only way to cut this tree of illusion is asanga shastrena. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha. Jita, if you want to conquer that sanga dosha. And what is that sanga? Anything that is based on the body. Maharashtra sanga, Gujarati sanga, Rajasthani sanga. What is that based on? It's based on a piece of land. So sangha, jita sangha dosha means any sangha. What is the common point of us coming together? If it is anything other than Krishna, it's an illusion. Nirmana, that one has to become humble. Then moha, because as long as we are puffed up, thinking that I am so and so, I am Indian, whatever it is, it's a skin disease. So moha, nirmana, only a humble person should realize I am insignificant, I am nothing. And hear from someone who can cut this moha. And therefore, sangha. For that, sangha is very important. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarvasha. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi hoy. Because sangha is 101% essential. That is the nature. Man is by nature a social being. He needs a society. But which society? Lord Kapila says, the same affection and attachment when developed to matter causes us bondage, and the same affection and attachment when moved towards the devotees. Sa eva sadhushu krito mokshadaram apavrutam. So, we have affection. As I said, the nature of soul is to love and be loved. That's the nature. You can't avoid it. You have to be attached to something. If you don't attach to God, you will be attached to a dog. It is a fact. He didn't attach to the dear Lord and therefore he got attached to a deer. You have to be attached to somewhere. Even though you may be on any platform. But therefore, where do you seek that attachment? And therefore, Prabhupada writes very beautifully that attached to that place where Harim Tadiha Kathana Shrutabhyam. The only way we have to get out of this, liberate from this cycle of birth and death, is to be attached and put all our affection in one place. Now, where to repose our affection and the loving propensity by which we are completely satisfied and we are truly liberated? Only one place, and that is where Harim Tadiha Kathana Shrutabhyam, where constantly Harim Tadiha, the Lord and His glorious activities, Kathana Shrutabhyam, where the only purpose of people who have come together is for purifying their heart by glorifying the Lord. So in that association, can one actually experience and can one actually develop this inconceivable faith that yes, it does exist. It's amazing. Recently we had this so much rain, so much devastation in Bombay, and I heard from Kurla, so many devotees' house were absolutely washed off, completely washed away. They had nothing. So I came to know, so I wanted to give them a ring and, you know, kind of speak some consoling words. So I rang up one Mataji. She's not even initiated. She's about 65 years. The husband is 70. And they are living in that house. Son is abroad, so they're only people. So during this rain, first about 1 feet water came and they thought it is ordinary. Anytime it may happen, little more rain. So they put all their things on the cot, put their computer and fax machine, everything on the cot. And then suddenly it just started rising and rising, and the cot also started rising to the window level, floating. And the computer was like an island, you know, in the water floating around. Then she realized, and somebody from top, first floor, second floor, she was on the ground floor. She says, "Auntie, just come up, because, you know, save yourself first, just come up. I'm seeing that water is gushing." But then she realized, she wanted to open the door, and the door was completely kind of sealed. She couldn't open it because water was inside, water was outside, and it was kind of... So both are trying to open and open. It's not opening. And then somehow she kicked and suddenly the door opened. And the whole water from outside came with such a gush that both fell down inside the water. And then they somehow got up and ran away upstairs. And then I rang up after 3 days. And I was kind of all prepared that I'm going to speak some. It must be very... And just by hearing her words, my faith in what I speak in the Gita course increased a manifold. She rang up and says, "Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, what you said in Gita course na about collective karma, we got an example here." And she was just laughing away. She says, "Krishna is really teaching us, you know, how to prepare for the final exam by taking away everything. Let us see what you do." This was a unit test, you know. preparation for a final exam. He just took away everything. And you know what? She said, everything in this house is finished and I'm cleaning. It's a filth and it's smelling. And you know what? On the altar, he's playing the flute and smiling and looking at me and telling, let me see how you face this. Because actually everything got drowned in the water. Only the altar and that picture of Lord Krishna, Gopinathji, is standing up there and playing on the flute and smiling with his eternal smile. She's telling, I'm seeing right now, I'm cleaning the place. Don't come right now. You can come after a week. So he's just looking at me and smiling. Now, it's very easy to give big talks sitting on a Vyasasan and for our years and years speaking about Bhagavad Gita. But someone who has heard with a faith and practically experienced gives back to you, then you realize, you know, what you are speaking. I'm sure. And also developing a grateful heart. Another fellow, 9 feet water in his house. He doesn't even have his own clothes. He had to go up, borrow his neighbor's clothes and wear it because he had come drenched up. Absolutely nothing. 10 days back, he had bought a computer with printing, a printer, everything. And when he went home, his daughter and wife and he, that's all. And when he didn't have clothes also, he borrowed. He says, I'm wearing every piece of cloth on my body is also borrowed and have absolutely nothing. So another devotee, he went and actually asked him, any help you want to, you know, re-establish and re-thing our Vamsidhar Prabhu, you know, as usual. He visited all the houses and he said, anything you want, immediately I'll supply everything. This fellow said, absolutely nothing. He said, Sar Salamat to Pagadi Hajar. He said, I am seeing all around me, people have not only lost their property, but so many family members have not come home. All my family members are there. Everything else will happen. No problem. At least my head on my shoulder is there now. Everything else can manifest. You know, it manifests in due course. How is it that after all this, practically no complaints and with a grateful heart, they're telling that, you know, whatever is there, tattenu kampam sushamikshamano bhunjane vatmakritam vipakam haridvag vapur bhirvidadhan namaste. Not, I could see it even in the telephone itself. Absolutely kind of detached in this situation and saying, you know, Krishna is having a fun and, you know, he's teaching us just minor lesson, just lesson number one. How do they actually have this faith? Simply having heard with a receptive and sincere heart the words of an exalted devotee like Srila Prabhupada, whose powerful presence because of his recent appearance is so surcharged, his words are so surcharged, and because of his recent appearance, it's all the more powerful. You know, just like Prabhupada would say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come just now. So we can say how much more we are benefited that we have just now, 77, Prabhupada has come and given, which is given once in a life of Brahma, day of Brahma. It's fresh, just now revived. And therefore it is surcharged. Sakaleneha mahata. It's up to us, you know, how we purely communicate. But it's fresh. And therefore we have access. And therefore it's so easy. And Prabhupada writes here, the whole purpose of this society, he says, through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. It's in every Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koroye Udai. It's not to be found elsewhere. It's there within the core of the heart of every living entity. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We should realize, what is this movement? It's not simply the building, it's not simply the structure, it's not simply the facilities, but we are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is writing, we are giving shelter to everyone who is seriously who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. This is a place of shelter. Now, what is shelter? Shelter means you are frustrated, being beaten up here and there, swimming in the water. Everyone looks for some place where you can stand, you know. If you are just floating, just like Markandeya Rishi. He was floating and floating and floating for millions of years. Desperate, tired out, enough of being thrown around, beaten around everywhere. Trying to grab something and that itself collapses. The so-called shelter, that itself collapses on your head. Therefore, he was desperately looking for some shelter where he can stand and relieved from the onslaught of these kicks. That is a shelter. That's a place of shelter where you find relief from the onslaughts of the bhava pravaha, being beaten up again and again by the waves. Therefore, you find a shelter. And that shelter, he saw the lotus feet of the Lord. Kararavinde mukharavindam. Kararavinde padaravindam mukharavinde viniveshayantam. Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam balamukundam manasasmaram. He says, this is the truth. Everything else is temporary. Everything else is going to be finished up. Even the time of annihilation, universal annihilation, everything will be finished. But this beautiful boy, Kararavinde, in his lotus hands, Padaravindam, he is holding his lotus feet. Mukharavinde, in his lotus mouth, Vinivesayantam, he is sucking the toe. Vatasya patrasya pute shayanam, balam mukundam manasasmaran. This is the truth. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau Shri Shri Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshthalibhi Sevyamanam Smarami. If this remembrance is there, that Srimad Divyad Vrindaranya, in the transcendental abode of Golok Vrindavan, Vrindaranya, beautiful forest of Vrindavan, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau, in a beautiful throne made of jewels, Shri Shri Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Radha and Krishna, Preshthalibhi, very dear Alibhi, Alibhi means associates, with its intimate associates, the gopis, Sevyamanav, they are serving. Actually, this is the truth. This is absolute truth. Everything else is temporary, illusory, and going to be finished. That is real shelter. Anything else is going to make us shelterless eventually. Any other place. So, Krishna is the only shelter. And wherever you get Krishna, or you learn the knowledge of how to take shelter of Krishna, is the real place of shelter. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was once giving a lecture in Radha Giridhari Mandir. And he spoke very powerfully about, he says, Prabhupada established the embassies of the spiritual world in this world. He says, this is an embassy. We explain, what is an embassy? If you go to the American embassy in New Delhi, Chanakyapuri, they have all the embassies. He was telling, if you go to an embassy, suppose it's an American embassy. If you walk inside, everyone there speaks American language. In fact, once you walk into the compound, inside the compound, though it is in New Delhi, the laws of India don't hold good. Within that compound, the laws of America is there. That's why if you want to take shelter, you can go run there. They can't touch you. Once you go inside the compound, this police of this country cannot touch you. You are beyond the law. Once you are inside the compound, inside the gate, outside you are caught. That is the tatastha. Gate is the tatastha shakti. Once you enter inside, finished. There, he said, everyone talks American language. Everyone eats American food. Everyone dresses as Americans. In fact, all the furniture, all the stationeries are American. Therefore, you actually feel you are in America. So similarly, he said, in this temple, we wear those dress which is wear in the Golok Vrindavan, dhoti. We speak that language, katha ganam, natyam, gamanam api vamshi, katha ganam. Every word is a song because it is very pleasing to Krishna if it is in the glorification of the Lord. Ganam natyam, katha ganam, natyam gamanam. Every gait is a dance because you are dancing to the tune of Krishna. It's a dance. Otherwise you dance to the tune of, as in that Bhagavad Gita, you know, three modes of nature. They'll make us dance. So if you are motivated by service to Krishna, then the dance, then every gait is a dance. So the language is that of Prabhu. Everyone is calling each other Prabhu, you are the Lord, I am the servant. So he was explaining how, and anything that is food that is eaten is prasad. This is an embassy of the spirit. And but he said, suppose Delhi is known for, you know, people who imitate. If any product is there, they make another product of the same, looking the same, but cost is 1/8. They're famous. So somebody may say, wow, we will also make a building like that. We will also put the same thing like that. And we will also wear like that. We will also talk like that. But no, it's not possible. He said another very important point. He said, for the embassy to be established, the ambassador has to come and certify that this is a bona fide embassy. The ambassador from America has to come and certify it. He should recognize it. Otherwise, simply another product if you make, duplication. Everything may be just like that, as it is. But if it is not stamped by the ambassador, it's all useless. So he said, we are so fortunate, the ambassador from the spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada, has personally come, the Senapati Bhakta of Mahaprabhu's army. He was predicted, foretold, and he has come and given us a sample of the spiritual world, an oasis in the desert of this dry material existence. So he was telling that we have to learn to take shelter here. He was telling how in the Western world, people come to churches and there is so much politics in the church, they go outside to find some relief. Enough of politics, enough of all this fighting. Therefore, to get relief from this, they go outside and seek some shelter, some kind of other shelter. They said, that should not happen. It should be a place where actually a sample of the spiritual world, when people come, naturally their affection should flow towards that personality, Krishna. He says, so this person is so, this one, and if he loves Krishna, he must be much more glorious. Whoever he loves, I also love. So that's the embassy. And Prabhupada writes in Upadeshamrita. He says, what do we do in that place? It's not actually the physical structure which gives shelter. In fact, initially it is not even the deities. Because there are so many people who come, take darshan of the deity and walk away. But they don't find shelter, real shelter. He said the real shelter is the association of devotees. Serving humbly in the association of sincere devotees. In that service, do we find shelter? Because this Lord's service is non-different from the Lord. So in that service actually, one must learn to find shelter. And that service is available in the association of sincere devotees. So without that association of devotees, we, even though we have come, we can't find full shelter. So, in this verse, Dadati Pratigrinati Guhyamakhyati Prichati Bhungte bhojete chaiva shadvidham priti lakshanam. Priti or love is what everyone is looking for. And if you don't find in Krishna, you will try to find it elsewhere. And eventually it's going to just be temporary. And therefore, developing this priti in the association of devotees is very important. So, simply coming to the temple is one thing. But the real purpose is to actually have these six loving exchanges, intimate exchanges with the devotees. Actually, it is the devotees which make the temple alive. It's not the hospital. It's not a Jaslok hospital, Hinduja hospital, or this hospital. It's not how big the building is or how beautiful the furniture is and how sophisticated the instruments are. But it is the quality of the doctors. If the doctor, many patients have gone and hardly few need to come out, then however attractive the structure may be, people will not be inspired to go and surrender their hearts, to do heart surgery. Especially they find out the kidney is taken out and something else is replaced. So, as a hospital is known by the quality of the doctor, similarly a true temple means actually the association of devotees there. Prabhupada, in this purport, writes a very beautiful point, the same thing that he is writing here. He says, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate the six kind of loving exchanges between devotees. This society has been established not for any other purpose, only to facilitate the six kind of loving exchanges amongst the devotees. This society was started single-handedly, but because people are coming forward and dealing with the give and take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. It was started single-handedly by one person, but he, dadati, guhyam, akhyati, and bhungte. He did three things. He was freely giving Krishna consciousness, he was revealing his heart, and he was feeding them sumptuous prasadam. There was no reciprocation in the first. We were regularly reading during prasadam time about Prabhupada Leela of the past, 1966. At that time, they didn't know philosophy. They couldn't even understand his language. They hardly knew anything, and he didn't have any kind of nice place to attract them. Not that his physical personality was very attractive. They hated anyone above 30. They didn't want to surrender. But what they were actually attracted, that this priti, he was giving out, he was giving Krishna, he was revealing his heart about nature of the spiritual world, and he was feeding them sumptuous prasadam. So three kinds of exchanges. And in reciprocation, one time, just before Swamiji entered, they knew that they would come around 6 o'clock in the evening. So all of them planned, today we'll give a surprise to Swamiji. They cleaned up the whole place. Everyone got, somebody got some nice mat, somebody got some nice painting that they had, Indian paintings, because Swamiji would like Indian paintings. They didn't know what he liked, but India things he liked. So somebody got something, they arranged it in a beautiful way. Simply so that Swamiji will come and like it and give a smile, that's to please him. Because he is doing so much for us, let's reciprocate. They become completely attached. They didn't know why, but they were completely attached to this old man, who would never surrender to anyone, but they completely become attached to him. So much so, that he told them, okay, now go to San Francisco. They went and started distributing what they had received. Just. And single-handedly, it started, but he was simply profusely giving, and therefore there was reciprocation. And there was love. And that, it's infectious. It's infectious. It can't, you can't hold it for long. It has to manifest. So if it's manifest and if there is a reciprocation, again it spreads. This is an infectious disease and it spread. And Prabhupada writes a very important point. He says, the life of the Krishna consciousness society is nourished by this six type of loving exchange among the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON, because simply by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. Labdha Smriti. He says, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by the six type of loving exchanges. What is life? Life means the essence. If life goes away, the body is dead. Without life, the body is dead. So this whole structure, he says, the life of this society is, the life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished. Nourishment means what actually sustains the life. Nourished by these six type of loving exchanges amongst the members. Prabhupada writes in his original purpose, seven purposes of ISKCON, to bring people nearer to each other and nearer to the original personality of Godhead, Krishna. One of the seven purposes, one of the important purposes. It says, bring people nearer to each other. If they come too near to each other, they need place. Otherwise, in the middle of the street in Bombay, they can't, if too many people come near each other, then it's a crowd and police will drive away. So therefore, the secondary factor, all the, you need a structure. Truly, this word congregate, in fact, I think Shyamananda Prabhu was once mentioning, the word church doesn't mean a building. Church means a congregation of devotees. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami naham vasami vaikunte yoginam hrudayeshu. So that is the life where naturally, which is that love of God which is dormant within the heart, and then in the association, what should happen? There is harim tadiha kathanashrutabhyam. There should always be talks. There are two things basically. These are the most powerful things that is happening all over the world invariably. Everyone is speaking and everyone is hearing. If you boil down the essence between, suppose if there is a bomb put, biological bomb, which kills all living entities and all structures will remain as it is. There will be no sound, no hearing, no chanting. People means hearing and chanting. I mean, hearing and speaking. Only thing is, what is the subject matter? Here, hearing and chanting goes on, but the subject matter is Krishna. And because Krishna is the center, everyone can get shelter. And to the extent they find shelter, to the extent they are, their affection and their attachment is posed on Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai. Jaha Krishna, Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. That's why Bhagavad says, we are talking about how to detach ourselves from this world. It's so difficult, but it is so easy. According to the Bhagavad, says, tad anudhyasina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti kovidas tasya kona kuryat katharatim. The Bhagavad says, tad anudhya asina. The whole purpose of hearing and chanting is to remember. What you hear always and what you speak always naturally goes into your consciousness. Whatever you expose yourself to the speech and to the hearing, that will influence your consciousness. So, and when that remembrance, Shravanam Kirtanam, Smaranam, when there is Shravanam, Tad Anudhya Asina, remembrance of the Lord, remembrance of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Then that remembrance of the Lord is like a sword. tad anudhya asina yukta. And anyone who has the sword of remembrance of the Lord, karma granthi nibandhanam. He can easily cut. Very difficult to give up the attachment to this world, but he can very easily give up the attachment by remembrance of the Lord. Chindanti. Same word is used here. Jnana asina vivrikna moha. Chindanti. Kovidaha. Kovidaha tasya. Intelligent people. Kona kuryat katharatim. And if you want to remember, you have to love. If you love something, you always cherish it in your heart. So, kona kuryad katha ratim. We have to develop a taste for hearing about the Lord. Hearing about the activities, pastimes, name, etc. And how to develop this taste? That is only possible. Vasudeva katha. Yad anudhyasina yukta karma brandini bandhanam. Chindanti kovidas tasya kona kuryat katha ratim. And to develop that ratim, shushrusho shaddhanasya vasudeva katha ruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punyatirtha nishevanat. The only way to develop attachment is first with little faith, tat shraddhana. I have to have some shushrusho. Shushrusho means giving oral reception. Shraddhanasya. With little faith. Somehow we have got little faith. Shushrusho shraddha. Vasudeva katha ruchi. Syan mahat sevaya. Ultimately it boils down to mahat seva. Serving these exalted personalities. Punya tirtha nishevanat. Because they are holy places personified. Because they carry the Lord within their heart, they are holy places personified. By serving them, naturally, they are favorably disposed to us. And when they glance, actually wherever the Lord's devotee glances mercifully, there the mercy flows. His glance is impregnated with the mercy of the Lord. Because he always carries the Lord in the heart. His desire is the desire of the Lord. And therefore, when he sees someone serving and someone is eager to hear about the Lord, they mercifully glance. And their merciful glance actually can pierce through all the layers and impregnate Krishna consciousness in our heart. Taste. That is the only way to develop distaste of the material world, by developing a taste. Artificially, you can't do for long. You have to have taste. So real detachment from the world means attachment to Krishna, which comes by serving those who are attached to Krishna. And that's the, and wherever they reside, that is a holy place of pilgrimage. And there we can actually get shelter. And one can actually get connected with the real shelter. That's the perfection. Therefore, now being very favorably disposed with the humble, submissive, genuine inquiry of Maharaj Rahuguna, who humbled himself, fell at the feet of Jad Bharat, apologized for misbehaving and not knowing his greatness, and said, I've done a great offense. Please forgive me. And Jad Bharat also, he was holding for too long. Devotee, you know, he wants to speak. But he was a little scared, therefore he was not speaking. But when he found a suitable person, completely poured out his heart, in essence. So this is it. And now he is remembering what his father gave two lifetimes ago. Mahat sevam dwara mahur vimukte. But now he is speaking with full realization. After having experienced our Haridas Prabhu from Juhu, Prabhupada disciple. One time he had come and he was speaking with the brahmacharis here. And he had left the moment in between and then he came back. And then he said, Mera jala hua sharir dekke sikho tum log. He said, look at my burnt body and you should learn the lesson. Somebody is burnt. He touched the fire and got burnt. By looking at the burn, one should learn, oh, fire burns, we shouldn't have a touch. He was telling Of course, he was humbly just telling, just see my burnt body. You learn this lesson. Don't again try to curiosity, you know, curiosity kills the cat. Don't try to touch and see, maybe I will not be burned. I am an exceptional case. So this is deep, hardcore realization of Jad Bharat, who is humbly saying, don't try that. I've already seen it all, done it all. And I'm telling you, simply surrender the lotus feet of a devotee and serve him. Everything else will happen. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. One question we'll take if there is any. Because it's already late. Yes, Anand Vrindavanpur.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, I am not able to understand Jad Bharat, this episode. Is that in this verse it is very clearly mentioned that Jad Bharat himself is having a very strong realization that without association of devotees, it is impossible to maintain the spiritual life. Now, such a strong conviction he has in his own life, and that is why he is giving this realization to Rahuguna. But if we see his personal life of Jad Bharat himself, for the whole life, what that is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that for the whole life, he was completely aloof. He himself didn't associate it with anybody. He kept himself completely aloof. Although I understand he was on a completely on a Paramahansa platform, but even as our scriptures are very clear that even a Paramahansa platform person also would like to associate with another devotee. So why is it so that he is having such a strong realization that without association he could not survive? Then he himself, as far as Srimad Bhagavatam is concerned, he was completely aloof. He didn't associate it with anybody. So how it is?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur at one place writes, Jad Bharat didn't have a guru, and Dhruva Maharaj went back with the self-same body to the spiritual world. But that does not mean that everyone can do that. These are exceptions, exceptional cases. So we can't imitate. We can't be like this. If someone comes to cut your throat, and if you say, this is Krishna's mercy, let him cut. If you can do that, then you can remain without association. Otherwise, follow him, don't imitate him. They are exceptional cases, because he was associating with his guru 24 hours a day through his instructions. He was associating with all these instructions. Prabhupada was asked once, you know, you are with association with a guru. He said, I never felt that I was separate from my guru. He was actually alone, completely away, but he was intimately associating with his guru and with Krishna. So these are exceptions. Therefore, we just have to follow their instructions. We can't imitate. If we can imitate the other part of Jad Bharat, don't eat. Simply sit in a field. For rest of eternity, if nothing falls into your mouth by providence, then open your mouth and just sleep. If you can do that, then you can remain like him and still be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, follow his instructions. Anusaran, not Anukaran. But the mere fact that Vyasadeva has accepted it and put it down means that learn from his example what not to do, and from his words you know what to do. Learn what to do. So we follow his. He's telling. Madhavendra Puri also avoided. He was always alone, secluding. Because he didn't find a suitable person where he could relate. If he would. He saw a suitable candidate who was receiving, he spoke. Otherwise, he is not interested in speaking. If people are ready to receive, he will speak. Not. He is on a very special platform. He just follows instructions. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Thai Gaura Premanandi.